Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Medical Imaging Supervisor at Pella Regional Health Center, Mary Lou Ozinga, joins us on today's program to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the KNIAK Relest Breast Cancer Awareness Radiothon coming up tomorrow. Well, Mary Lou, it's that time of year again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at KNIAK Relest, you've partnered with us over the years for both of our radiothons in Knoxville and Pella. We've already had part one in Knoxville this year and coming up Tuesday in Pella. Before we get to that, though, what does this time of year mean to you as someone who works in medical imaging and as a breast cancer survivor yourself?
This is a very special time of year for me. As a mammography technologist, we see a lot of women becoming more aware of the necessity of mammograms for early screening. And as a survivor, I know the importance of this. And, you know, early detection is just the very best way to find breast cancers early so they can be easily treated. I really think it's a very important time to get that word out to women.
And what is your story in terms of how you found out and how you became a survivor through the screening?
Actually, I'm a two-time survivor. So my first breast cancer was in 2001. It was found on a mammogram. It was found very early. So it was just surgically removed. I did not need any chemo. Again, I attribute that to the early detection through mammography. And then in 2012, my second breast cancer was on the opposite side, again, found very early on a mammogram. So again, no chemo was needed. I did opt to have both breasts removed, so I didn't have to deal with it again. So yeah, that's my story.
And now, you'll be sharing that a little more in detail, as will many people at the Radiothon. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. coming up Tuesday. It'll be airing on KNIA Cableless in the main lobby here at the hospital. Let our listeners know a little bit about the night itself and kind of how things play out and who's a part of this experience.
It's really a very informative night. We have a lot of healthcare providers come in and have them, they talk about their role in the diagnosis of breast cancer. We have some family providers come on and one or two surgeons. Both of the surgeons here do breast surgery, so they talk a little bit about that. I anticipate that both radiologists will be here as well. They will talk about their role in detecting, you know, breast cancer on mammogram. We also have a few survivors that are going to come in and tell their story. And I really enjoy that part because every story is a little bit different. And, you know, they just talk about, you know, what they went through and the importance of mammography.
And now, as a part of this, the idea with the Radiothon, we'll talk about a special event coming up on Friday. But with the Radiothon, the number one thing is you want women over the age of 40 and maybe even a little younger, depends on what their conditions and health are. You want them coming in, getting their annual screenings so that they can have that ability to detect things early and make sure that they have a positive outcome.
Yeah, the recommendation is to begin annual screenings at age 40. And, yeah, it's very important to come back every year for your screening mammogram. That's the best way to detect any small changes on the mammogram that might indicate a problem, which would necessitate further imaging and possible biopsy. There are certain situations where you might begin screening earlier than that. For instance, if your mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 35, then the daughter should start annual screenings at age 25.
Coming up on Friday, a very symbolic event in terms of just the community coming out to support breast cancer survivors and their families. Paint the Stands Pink Night, and for the first time in a couple of years, it'll be on the same night, this Friday for both Pella and PC. You just want people out in pink and to really show their support. And then throughout the game, some of the announcers will have some of the details that we'll be sharing at the Radiothon.
Yeah, I just think it's very important to everybody. If you don't have a shirt specifically for this, just wear anything pink. If you have another pink shirt that, you know, indicates breast cancer awareness, be sure you put that on. And come on out, support your team, and it'll be a really fun night.
The KNIAK Relest Breast Cancer Awareness Radiothon will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday and can be heard live on KNIAK Relest, broadcasting from the main lobby of Pella Regional Health Center. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.